This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle endorsed U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential bid on Friday. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
This latest endorsement comes as new opinion polls showed Harris narrowing the gap with Republican rival Donald Trump. Less than a week after Democratic President Joe Biden bowed out of the race amid slumping poll numbers. A new Reuters Ipsos poll conducted Monday and Tuesday shows Harris has opened up a marginal 44% to 42% lead over Trump. That compares with a two-point deficit Biden faced against Trump in last week's poll before his Sunday exit. And more good news for Harris. An Emerson College The Hill poll found that she had begun to close the gap with Trump in five critical battleground states. Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Trump still narrowly leads Harris in all but Wisconsin, which is tied according to the poll of registered voters in those states.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on new details surrounding the arrest of a notorious Mexican cartel leader and an alleged accomplice in the U.S.
Two notorious drug trafficking suspects in Mexico. A cartel leader, Ismael El Mayo Zambada, and the son of El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, were arrested after they stepped off a private plane in El Paso, Texas. A source tells the Associated Press Zambada was tricked into flying to Texas, thinking he was going somewhere else. Attorney General Merrick Garland
took into custody in El Paso two more alleged leaders of the Sinaloa cartel, one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world.
Zambada was already presented in federal court, pleading not guilty to drug trafficking charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia, peace talks, and the U.S. election are among the topics covered by a top advisor to Ukraine's president in an Associated Press interview. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Signing an agreement with Russia to stop the war with Ukraine would amount to signing a deal with the devil. That's the position of Mykhailo Podolyak, a top advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In an Associated Press interview in Kyiv, Podolyak said a deal would only buy time for Vladimir Putin to strengthen his position. He says he wants political elites to realize that a deal where Russia does not lose or bear responsibility for mass crime is like signing a ticket for the continuation of the war on a wider scale. Asked about U.S. politics, the Ukrainian says he does not expect changes in relation to Ukraine, but wishes certain decisions would be sped up. Podolyak says Kamala Harris reacts hard enough to today's challenges and that Donald Trump is seen as a nonconformist. I'm Jennifer King.
French Interior Minister congratulated security forces after no major incident was reported during the opening ceremony. A massive security operation was deployed to keep the event safe. The capital streets were blocked off, with squadrons of police patrolling and imposing metal fence security barriers erected like an iron curtain on both sides of the River Seine. The long-awaited parade of about 10,000 athletes on the river came as France's high-speed rail network was hit with widespread and criminal acts of vandalism, including arson attacks, paralyzing travel to Paris from across the rest of France and Europe. The FBI says former President Donald Trump was indeed struck by a bullet during an assassination attempt. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
2 weeks after the assassination attempt against the former president, the FBI has clarified that a bullet struck his ear. The agency is seeking to address confusion and conflicting accounts. In a statement, the FBI said what struck former President Trump in the ear was a bullet, whether whole or fragmented into smaller pieces, fired from the deceased subject's rifle. The statement came 2 days after FBI Director Christopher Wray said during congressional testimony that it was not clear whether Trump's injuries were caused by a bullet or shrapnel. Norman Hall, Washington.
Finance ministers from leading rich and developing nations have agreed to strive toward effectively taxing the super rich. A joint ministerial declaration issued Friday after the meeting in Rio de Janeiro said, "With full respect to tax sovereignty, we will seek to engage cooperatively to ensure the ultra-high net worth individuals are effectively taxed." Brazil has made a proposal to impose a 2% minimum tax on billionaires' wealth, a top priority of its presidency of the Group of 20, ahead of the November 18th through 19th summit in Rio. While the declaration stopped short of agreeing on a specific global tax, Brazil's finance Haddad nevertheless hailed what he termed a, quote, significant step forward. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.